Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Nowadays, we take the accessibility of the egg for granted. We can easily stop at a convenience store for a dozen. Suzanne Friedberg, professor of geography at Dartmouth College, explores the history of the incredible edible egg.
Of all the foods we keep in the fridge, few have a more surprising history than the egg. These days it's easy to find fresh eggs pretty much anywhere, anytime, but few people realize that the fresh egg used to be a strictly seasonal springtime food, and how it became a year-round staple isn't what you might expect. The egg's seasonality made evolutionary sense because spring chicks stood the best chance of surviving. It also affected markets. In New York circa 1850, 72 times more eggs sold in May than January. But people didn't only eat them when they were cheap and abundant. Instead, they used varnish, butter, and other home methods to store eggs for months or even up to 2 years. With the invention of refrigeration in the late 19th century, storing eggs for winter sale became big business. By 1904, the United States had more than 600 refrigerated warehouses, some of which could hold up to 150 million eggs. But even though consumers commonly ate months-old eggs from their own cellars, many distrusted the warehouse varieties. Partly they thought refrigeration, a still new technology, might render their food unsafe. But they also didn't like that merchants could use refrigeration to buy eggs cheap and sell them dear, and to claim that they were fresh laid even if they weren't. Commercial refrigeration, in this light, seemed downright immoral. Controversy surrounding cold storage eggs led to several state laws requiring that they be labeled as such. A similar bill reached the U.S. Senate in 1910. But the biggest change ultimately came in the hen house, not the state house. In the 19-teens, farmers discovered that another new technology, the light bulb, could trick hens into thinking that it was always May and time to lay. Within a matter of decades, the cold storage egg industry was dead, and the year-round fresh egg had become, for better or worse, itself an industrial product.
That was Dartmouth College's Suzanne Friedberg. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.